This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 103 for Friday, October 14th. Ice canola futures are lower on Friday morning in choppy trading that is seeing contracts bounce back and forth from either side of steady. The November canola contract loses $1.30 at $869.10 per ton, and the January contract is down $1.70 at $876 per ton. Declines in global crude oil prices are putting pressure on vegetable oil values. That's generating declines in European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil, with both weighing on canola. Support for the Canadian oilseed is coming from increases in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with upticks in Malaysian palm oil. The prairie weather forecast is calling for very little rain, if any, across the region. Daytime highs will range from the single digits Celsius in Manitoba to the upper teens in Alberta. The Canadian Grain Commission reports the influx of canola into the commercial pipeline continues to rise. As of October 9th, there's more than 1.43 million tons of canola, up 15.6% from the previous week. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie falling back to 72.27 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 72.43. Due to the federal holiday in the United States, the U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its weekly export sales report this morning. For the week ending October 6th, soybean sales exceed 724,000 tons, along with nearly 492,000 tons of soy meal and 3,300 tons of soy oil. Also, the new marketing year for soy meal and soy oil began October 1st, with carryovers of more than 280,000 tons of soy meal and 10,200 tons of soy oil. Export sales of old crop corn are over 200,000 tons, plus 60,500 tons of new crop. Wheat sales are nearly 212,000 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Friday. The November contract is up 1.5 cents at $13.97 per bushel. December soy oil drops back about 0.2 cents at 65.75 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal adds $5.40 at $4.1640 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the December contract losing 3 cents at $6.95 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with its December contract down 4 cents at $4.04, while the March contract is slightly higher. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago December steps back 8.5 cents at $8.84. Kansas City December loses a nickel at $9.77, and Minneapolis December is down 3 cents at $9.76. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 14th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.